across hillsides, around olive groves, and on the outskirts of ancient Bethlehem and Jerusalem, there is one fact that dominates the Palestinian landscape: the apartheid wall. This shameful wall has been under construction since June 2002. Already complete in the northern areas of the West Bank, the wall has had devastating effects around cities and communities such as Jenin, Tulkarm, and Qalqilia. In some places, the barrier is miles and miles of electrified fences. Completely surrounding the city of Qalqilia, the wall is an 8-meter-high concrete blemish on the horizon. But no matter where the barrier is built, it cuts farmers off from their lands, students off from their schools, and families off from their friends. Most recently, on February 20th, 2005, Ariel Sharon's Israeli government approved the final route of the wall. After this final approval, the occupation forces have begun moving ahead with the construction of the wall at a tremendous speed. Villages such as Bidu, Beit Sarik, Bilin, Rafat, and Hebron have seen the total devastation of their lands over the last few weeks. But resistance is also on the rise. Wednesday, March the 30th, marks Palestinian Land Day. I had a chance to speak with Mansour on the phone from Bidu, Palestine. Mansour is a resident of Bidu, just west of Ramallah, and is a coordinator with the International Solidarity Movement in Palestine. Here he speaks to us about the effect of the apartheid wall on the Palestinian people and the recent resistance to its construction. The route of the wall was approved by the Israeli government just at the end of February, and now, of course, they're still in the process of building the wall. Can you tell us a bit about what's been happening with the construction of the wall over the last few weeks?
In fact, about building the wall or separation wall, this wall that separates the student from his or her university, the patient from the hospital, the mother from her kids, the brother from his sister or brothers, and separate the farmer from his or her land and farms. This wall that is now in this stage, like it's in its final stage. They said within 6 months or maximum 7 months, they will complete building this wall, this apartheid wall. And in fact, what we're seeing, there is no moving, there is international silence about that. And there is the decision of the Hague Court, the High Court, that says this wall is illegal. And this is nothing just being done to force Israel to apply the decision, which is a legitimate decision, which is international decision. In addition to the UN resolution that says, like, this wall is completely contradict with the human rights and with the human issues and as a human being. And what was the report of the UN? It was people who been affected by the war should be just the minority of people who been affected of the war. They should be compensated. And the minority of the people who been affected is the whole Palestinian people, is the whole village, is the whole farmers. And now, in just a small village, like my village, like Bidu, they decided to confiscate about more than half of the land of this village. We have about 6,500 dunam, and this small village, about 3,500 dunams. In fact, each dunam equals 4 acres. They will confiscate this number of dunums, 3,500, in addition to the dunums that will be destroyed under the wall, and in addition to the farms that behind the wall that we will not be able to go to it unless we have a permission, and nobody can have a permission unless he has been forced to work as calibrator with them, because they want the whole Palestinian people to be like to work with them and just to obey their order and to stoop for their brutality. And we, as farmers, as students, as people, because we are interested to have our rights, our normal life, as you have in Canada, as the American people have, as the Israeli society have, as everybody all around the world, they have their right to live as a normal citizen without being harassed by checkpoints, without being checked by like two soldiers. They're just standing in the gate and they are forbidden at least 500 people to go through this gate because they just want to check them. In Qalqilya city, they already built the wall, like a circle around the city. And they have two gates. One is closed and the other is open. And they have a police dog. And the soldiers, because the police dog was sleeping, the soldiers forbid the Palestinians and they just detain them 3 hours waiting under the sun till the police dog wake up from his sleeping. So this is the war. The war is not security. The war is just to destroy life and to insult and to humiliate the human rights. It's not humiliate just the Palestinian. Even humiliate the UN resolution. The justice issues, the social justice, humanity, everything that's related for the human rights. This is the fact of the war. It is like shame in the century 21. It's the war of shame for the whole nation that's asking for democracy. I just hope every person can come to Palestine to wait few just. If he or she has the ability to wait about 30 minutes in a checkpoint where the soldier just harassing you and checking you and by their machines just moving your clothes there and there, they humiliate the guys in front of the woman. They even staring, harassing sexually the woman. This is the fact of the war because they want to control everything. And as a Palestinian, they will kill our dream to have a Palestinian state. As you have in Canada, as the American people have, as the Israeli people have. We want to have a state. And where is the logic and the reality of having a state which is separated into 8 ghettos or 8 cities, each city is surrounded by the wall. We are in village Bedouin, northwest Jerusalem. We were just 15 minutes away from Ramallah and 12 minutes from Jerusalem. Now we are for, like, at least if I want to be in Ramallah, in early time, it will take me an hour and a half. About 700 Israeli checkpoints and barriers are being set up in the West Bank. Why? Even if not in the entrance to the Israel, within the West Bank, even between the village and the other village. More than 60,000 Israeli soldiers are just in the roads to stop, to make checkpoint, to harass the Palestinians, to make their life difficult because they resist the war, they resist the occupation. What we're doing by our resistance is just we applying, as a Palestinian, I mean, we applying one of the UN resolutions which says any people who are under occupation, they have the right to fight or to seek a means to resist the occupation.
Now, near the village of Bilin and many places around Jerusalem, Israel has just announced they'll also be building new settlements. Maybe you could talk a bit about the connection between the settlements and the wall.
In fact, being like building the settlements is completely one plan that come up with building the separation wall. Because, for example, in our village or in our area, they just confiscate the land and they build the wall. Then immediately, even when the wall is still under construction, they start to building illegal settlements and illegal units to be housing. And in fact, in Jayus village, which is in Tulkarem district, they said, okay, we just will allow the farmers to go to their farms behind the wall. And now they're building their settlements there. the wall is just a matter to confiscate, to steal the land, to confiscate the agricultural land, to steal the natural resources of the land, like the fertile land, like the waterway, natural waterways, resources of water, resources of the kibrit, like these kind of powder that's very important for the planet, to even to control the most or the majority of the Palestinian land. This is what they're planning to. And the, about the plan of this engagement from Gaza Strip, which is, they said, okay, we will remove the settlement. But they're removing the settlement, why? Because they destroyed the agricultural land there. They destroyed the natural resources there for the Palestinians. And that cost them a heavy, heavy cost of money to be paying, even money, or by, I mean, resources, by money, by people, by equipment, vehicles, to protect these settlements, which is just has about like a couple of thousands of settlers inside Gaza Strip, and they are just leaving and taking at least one third of the land of Gaza Strip, of course illegally. And Gaza Strip has about a million Palestinians living there. So just few thousand controlling one third of the land, and a million Palestinians, even they don't have control about that other two thirds or the other half. And what Sharon is doing, what his government doing, just they're removing the settlements from Gaza Strip, and they're building that in West Bank, even not inside Israel. In the West Bank, they're building that. And they start to preparing these settlement, illegal settlements in the West Bank, behind the walls, everywhere. Within 4 years, they built a settlement called Har Shmuel, which is close to our village.
What effects do you see that the wall is having on the people, either in your village or in other villages in Palestine?
In fact, the effects of the wall is not just, like, the wall is not, the separation wall is not affecting the Palestinian people only. Because we have Israeli beef activists from anarchists, from Ta'ayush, from Beit Salem, rabbis of human rights, and all of these Israeli organizations, they're coming to our village, they're participating in our demonstration, even they're organizing demonstration against the wall. Because they believe this is like separation wall, this is against the human rights, against the human issues, against being even a human being. Mm-hmm. So, what they're doing now, if we, like, if this intifada going to be end and there will be ceasefire, they try to incinerate it again. They want to create another problem. They want to create a third intifada called the wall intifada. And they want even to create a hatred between the two people. Because we as Palestinians, we knew there is Israeli people who wants to live peacefully, and they are working with us, and we working with them day by day. We contact them. They're coming to our village. They're eating with us. They're sleeping in our village. They're walking alone in the village. Nobody talk with them. Nobody, like, because they are people, and we are people. They believe in our rights, and also as Palestinians, we believe in their rights to have a normal life. Mm-hmm. And they, in fact, did. But the Israeli government, by building the wall, they're just destroying the any kind of relation, or even like a small hope that can be created between the two people, which is that we're working on now, to have a natural life as everybody has. But the government doesn't want that. They just want the war situation, because Sharon is just like a military man. He's not politics. He used to be the Minister of Defense, and he did Sabra and Shatila massacre. He killed more than 3,000 Palestinians in these camps. And for his interest, because he has, like, trade with the military equipment, so he has a factory, and he has farms even inside Israel for these things. For his interest, for his personal interest, what he's doing is just increasing the war between the two people and increasing the trouble, the problems, and that for his interest. It's just personal interest for Sharon and the group that's working with him in the government. Even for us as Palestinians, the most important effect is just killing our dream to have Palestinian state. There is a complete contradiction between what Bush, the president of the United States, says, that Palestinians should have a state side by side the Israeli state. Like, I think, I don't think he could, they should have eight states. But in the same time, he doesn't do any push against Israeli government acts against the Palestinians. Like, affecting in two people. The Palestinian will lose their state. Even we will lose as farmer our normal life and our farms, our land, our olive trees, which is represent the whole Palestinian life, and they're destroying our economy, our natural resources of water, of agricultural land, even a lot of things. And even they're affecting the Israeli people by creating a new kind of hatred between the new generation of the Palestinian and the Israeli society.
There have been many demonstrations happening recently in villages in the West Bank who are being affected by the wall. You've been involved in these demonstrations. Maybe you can tell us a bit about them, maybe the recent demonstrations in Bilin or in other villages.
In fact, about organizing and planning for demonstration against the wall in the whole Palestinian village. I'm in Bilin village, and we had this meeting because we were organizing to make a demonstration in the land day, which is after 3 days, in the 30th of March, and we want to have a big demonstration. We asked the whole Palestinian factions and parties and movements to participate with us, and the people, by the name of the Popular Committee against the fence, or against the wall. This demonstration has the kind of popular impression, because the women go in that demonstration, the kids have special demonstration. Even the men, like even mixed demonstration, men, women, kids, students, every Palestinian participate in this demonstration. But in fact, what we're facing is just they're killing us, and even there's like the media always coming for that, and they're killing us, but there is ignorance, there is silence from the international community. I think Bush, Blair, they see what's going on in Palestine. They see the killing. In my village, at least, like, four people were killed in one day in peaceful demonstration. What did they do? Why is this guy 21 years and an old man who's 70 years, like, he was sick, and then they shoot at him tear gas, which is I read this sign that written in the can of the tear gas, forbidden to use against civilians, for military use only. And they shoot this tear gas and they killed him. That man cannot breathe anymore. And he died. What did they do? They were not even seeking the life of the soldiers. They were saying, like, we were standing and saying for the soldiers, we have no problem with you. We did not come here to, like, and even we did not go. They just came to our village. In Bilin village, in one of the demonstrations, we went there because we want to sit around a water well, which is for a family who living in that house. And they have, this is the only source for them for the water. Then the Israeli government decided to build the wall exactly over this water well. Why? I don't know why. They just been away from the illegal settlement far safer, at least 7 kilometers, and then they came to build the wall here. Why? Because the settlers in these settlements said the scene of the wall is ugly, so you should push it away to the side of the Palestinian. And then the Israeli government decide to destroy. It's so silly and so ironic when Israeli government just have a sitting in the Knesset to decide to destroy a Palestinian waterway for a family of 2 old men and 3 girls and 2 boys. What did this family did for Sharon and for his government? They didn't do anything. Why they just came to their land? In another village called Ikhra Bil Lahim, which is to the west of my village, Biddo, we were in demonstration there because the Israeli government decided to build the wall exactly 3 meters from one of the houses, and there is even no settlements in that area. To see, they want to protect the settlement, as they claim. But they decided to build the wall there, in that area, and they said, okay, here is the construction of the wall. Your house is close to our wall, so we should demolish the house. I don't know which kind of logic, which kind of theory they are working in. They just want to destroy our lives. They want us to stoop for their brutality.
Right now, the international community is under the impression that there's a period of calm in Palestine, that there's a sense of peace. But in these demonstrations, we've also been reading reports of a lot of military violence being used. So maybe you could talk about how the military, the Israeli army, is responding to these peaceful demonstrations against the wall.
In fact, what is being called peace period or ceasefire period, it is just illusion. The reality here, I mean, for PA people or Palestinian Authority people who are in charge, they can pass through the checkpoint without any problem. But I think if they want to work, they should work for their people, not for themselves. And even for the Israeli government, who said we made facilitation for the Palestinian people, in fact, they increased the number of the checkpoints. Kalandia checkpoint, which is between Ramallah village and Ramallah city and Ram city, we just standing there. In the beginning, we were sometimes 15 minutes maximum, but now we have to stand more than 1 hour. And this is the kind of facilitation. This is the ceasefire period. In Bil'in village, last night they came here and they harassed the people and they arrested 2 guys and they beat a boy in front of his mother, and they were saying why? Because they don't know why, because they saw his picture in peaceful demonstration. In Budrus before 5 days, they came to another to Budrus village, and they, you know what they do? They just ask the people. They ask the people, and the kids from 10 years boys were arrested. 10 years boys were arrested in this, like after the middle of the night, and they arrested 7 boys from the same family. And they, till now, they are under arrest. And this is the fact. In Beit Surik village, under the ceasefire, they arrested the mayor of the Beit Surik because he was in peaceful demonstration. Because, in fact, he wasn't even demonstration. He was sitting in his land. He just sleep in his land because he doesn't want his land to be confiscated. Then they arrested him, and they charged him 12,000 shekel. They asked him to pay that, and they arrested him for 27 days, like about 4 weeks. And then they ask him to not leave his house till he has trial. And even they ask him to not talk to the people. This is the ceasefire they're saying about. Before a couple of days, they assassinate another guy. And in addition to that guy, they killed 2 or 3 people. They were around his car. This is the ceasefire they're saying about. They were invading the village of Atil in Tulkarem district, and they killed people there. This is the ceasefire that Israeli government claimed that we have. Building the separation wall, the apartheid wall, is still under the construction, and they keep confiscating the land. And the Israeli Supreme Court said, we will take in mind the farmers and the human rights issues to move the wall away from the farmers' land. But in fact, they move it away from the settlement, illegal settlement, to our village. So they confiscate more and more land. 2/3 of our lands will be confiscated. The harassing of people is still there. Now, when we were in our way to Bil'in, just there were a checkpoint who stopped the Palestinian and start like treating them as animals or as people, like in racial way. This is a discrimination, and they claim that they are a democracy state.
What do you expect, or what would you like people around the world to do for Palestine, knowing that this apartheid wall is being built right now?
I hope that, like one of my hopes, that the whole Palestinian people can come for, the whole international people can come for a day here and can talk or walk in a street like the other Palestinians. or even to be like to walk through a checkpoint to see that. And even I want them to follow our problem here seriously, to read the news more. I don't want them, what I want from them, to not believe any news that's being said. Of course, as Palestinian, I'm not killing any person from any side, even Israeli, even Palestinian. But I don't want to be charged as terrorist because I'm defending my land. And I want those people, and I'm sure the people who believe in rights and the people who have human traditions and they believe in humanity, I think they will realize the fact. I just want the whole people who visited Palestine, the international, is just to talk for their friends and wherever they can for what they have seen here. This is what I want them to do. This is what I hope.
You have been listening to an interview with Mansour, an organizer with the International Solidarity Movement in Bidu, Palestine. This report has been produced for the CKUT Community News Collective in Montreal by Aaron Lakoff.